Hey everybody, we're back at it again. I'm your boy Sean Christopher Jenkins. If you've been watching my videos on my social media pages, thank you so much for all your support. If you be liking all my posts that I be making on all my social media platforms, thank you so much. All right, so this video that I have for you guys in store for you guys right now, it's about to be epic. All right, so I'm starting to be myself more on social media and just starting to really just share the things that I'm passionate about, that, you know, the way that God speaks to me, speaks to me through things, and I'm sharing those things with you guys, and I pray you guys are enjoying it, you know, and it's not a stumbling block to anybody, especially when I talk about basketball, Kobe Bryant, Los Angeles Lakers, baseball, it could be anything sports-wise. It's just I'm real passionate about sports, so pray that you guys are just enjoying these videos. But anyways, again, I'm Sean Christopher Jenkins. I'm streaming from a lot of platforms right now. So as you guys can see, I'm streaming on my Instagram pages. So one of my Instagram pages is Trouble Don't Last. My other one is my_day_Bible. Thank you guys for tuning in. All right. So you guys can't see what I'm sharing on my screen because the Instagram police suck and they won't let me share certain stuff like that, like third party sources and stuff like that. So if you guys want to see what I'm presenting on my screen, on my Instagram pages, go to my YouTube channel, my podcast, Upload Past Crossroads. You can see what's on my screen. Go to my Facebook, LinkedIn page, Sean Christopher Jenkins. I'm streaming live from those. I'm streaming live also from my Twitter and X page, Trouble Don't Last, right? Like I said, so you can see what I'm presenting on the screen on those pages, right? And then my Snap, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Trouble Don't Last. My other Instagram page, my_day_Bible. Like I said, my Tumblr page, Trouble Don't Last number one. All right, guys, let's get to it. So, about 2 weeks ago, I did a video talking about Victor Wembanyama. He's the new. What's that? Apparently, I'm gonna be coughing again. But Victor Wembanyama, he's a rookie in the NBA. He's he's the hottest NBA prospect to ever come in the NBA. Dude, 7'3", super talented. So I did a video talking about him and using 1 Corinthians 15:10 as an example. I'm going to talk about that in a bit. But basically, like with sports, one of my playlists on my YouTube channel, if you go to my YouTube channel, Upload Past Crossroads, I got a whole lot of playlists on here just on and everything. Every video, you know, I'm covering certain topics, so I try to tailor my playlist to those topics so you can get your feel and get even more of the topics that I talk about, right? So on Upload Past Crossroads, one of the many videos that I do topics on is God speaks through creation. So let me try to find that real quick. It's not right here. So yeah, it's this one right here. So this is my favorite playlist on my YouTube channel, God speaks through creation. And with this playlist, this is just where I talk about how, you know, God's glory can be seen any and everywhere. So we need to stop limiting him to just the Bible, stop limiting him to the church, and that's it. Like, no, God created everything. He created the heavens, the earth. His glory can be seen through the stars. You can learn and receive revelation from God just from the rocks, just from a rock badger, a coney, a hyrax, a fox, you know, with anything. The way any and everything works in creation, God can be, you can discover God through it, right? Because that's how good God is. God is good, right? And his glory is everywhere on earth, right? All right, so we need to stop limiting him and saying where he can be seen, where we can experience him, because the spirit cannot be bound. The spirit cannot be restricted. God definitely can't be limited. So we need to stop doing that. And so that's what I'm doing for today's video. I'm going to talk about basketball. The game of basketball is another way God speaks through creation. I mean, a simple game, a simple sport, basketball, is how God speaks through creation. So that's what I'm going to talk about today, talking about Kobe Bean Bryant. All right, so if you guys don't know, on February 8th, dang, I'm coughing again. This sucks. But anyways, on February 8th, 2024, Kobe had his statue unveiling, right? So the Los Angeles Lakers, they wanted to immortalize him and just appreciate him. And so the statue that they chose to immortalize of him was his 81-point game. So it was what he did after he scored 81 points, and he pointed his finger up to the crowd, thanking them and just enjoying the day. So yeah, so that's his statue, right? The day he scored 81 points. And that's amazing, right? And so everybody was wondering on social media, what would his statue end up being? What would Kobe decide his statue would be? And Vanessa Bryant, when she was introducing his statue to everybody, she was saying, you know, if you got a problem with the statue that Kobe that the Los Angeles Lakers chose, you can take it up with Kobe. Well, Kobe said tough S word, right? Because, you know, Kobe chose the 81-point statue, right? And so, as you guys know, Kobe Bryant, like, I have the Mamba mentality. So, everything that Kobe stands for, man, like, I mean, he was the guy I watched all the time. I try to copy, try to emulate. Like, I love Kobe Bryant, man. So, yeah, so a lot of stuff that comes out of me is from Kobe, actually. So, yeah, I'm going to share a video, right, a few videos of stuff that's being said about Kobe, and it goes with what I'm trying to talk about today. So today's topic, today's title, today's lesson is, in today's video is, you know, it's two of them, right? I couldn't come up with one, but we'll see which one's going to end up being based on what I'm talking about. But one of the topics is, you know, squeeze out all the God-given ability from within you. That's one topic, right? Or the other one could be, you know, you are enough the way you are. So you are enough the way you are, right? And actually, I'm going to use Psalms 148 to really belabor that point. I should use 1 Corinthians 12, but I'll say that for another video. I'll make this a two-part video. But yeah, let's go ahead and get to it. So hopefully you guys can hear the video. So again, on my Instagram pages, you can't see it. But if you go to my YouTube channel, Upper Pass Crossroads, you can hear the video and see it. And my Facebook page, Sean Christopher Jenkins, you can hear it and see it as well. That's my LinkedIn page as well. And then my X page, my Twitter page, Trouble Don't Last, you can hear it on there and see the video as well. All right, so let's go ahead and see the video. All right, so let me know if you guys can hear it. So write in the comment section if you can hear it or not, okay? All right, so apparently my fiance said y'all can't hear it, right? All right, but anyway, so the video, it was just talking about, I mean, you guys could see the wording on there too, so that's actually pretty good. But on the video, I know the Instagram, they could hear the video. So yeah, let's go ahead and get to it. But anyways, on that video, it was talking about how Kobe's trainer, I don't know his name, but that was one of Kobe's trainers. He was talking about the difference between Kobe and everybody else. And he was saying that Kobe Bryant, you know, he wasn't the biggest. He wasn't the strongest. He didn't jump the highest. He didn't. I mean, like, yeah, was he athletic and stuff? Yeah, but it wasn't like Michael Jordan's vertical, which Michael Jordan's vertical is like a 48 inches or something like that. Kobe's like 36 or something. And then, like, but yeah, basically, and then he ain't LeBron James. LeBron James has the perfect body type. Like, LeBron is a freak. LeBron is like 6'9", 6'8", weigh 250, 260, even 270 pounds, right? Like, but runs like the, you know, one of the fastest people in the NBA. Like, LeBron is a freak athlete. Scary, right? Kobe is not like, not like that, right? Same thing for Victor Wembanyama. Using him as an example again, like, Victor Wembanyama, you know, like I said, the San Antonio Spurs drafted him number one this year in this year's NBA draft in 2023. And, yeah, here's a picture of him. So, Victor Wembanyama, yeah, man, dude's 7'3". I don't know how much he weighs, but dude's 7'3". And he can dribble like a point guard, move like a point guard. Like, they compare him already to Kevin Durant. Like, that's what they were calling Victor Wembanyama. Like, he has – Victor Wembanyama is a freak athlete. Like, just – come on. Like, what 7'3 guy runs like a point guard, dribbles like a point guard, shoots like a point guard? I mean, he's not limited. And then I told you guys before, like, Victor Wembanyama been doing crazy things in the NBA. Like, the dude shot a three, right? Missed on a three. And then he caught the rebound from a three, from the three-point line. He went to go get the rebound and then dunked it in. So, like, the ball didn't touch the ground. So he shot the three, missed it, got the rebound, and dunked it at the same time. Nobody's ever done that in the NBA before. Like, and then the other day, like 2 days ago, Victor Wembanyama just had a triple-double from blocks. I didn't even say that last video because it just happened this week. Like, Victor Wembanyama had a triple-double. So that means he had over 10 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 blocks. Nobody ever gets a triple-double on blocks, right? Victor Wembanyama got a triple-double from blocks, right? So that's another way how you know, like, oh, man, Victor Wembanyama, he got talent, right? So what Kobe's trainer was trying to convey was, you know, Kobe wasn't the fastest. He wasn't the strongest. He didn't have all, like, the talent in the world, but he used what he did have, which was his work ethic, right? And he worked harder than everybody else. And so I guess I can't play the videos for you guys because you guys can't hear it for some reason, and that's okay. But, like, all you need to know is, like, from these videos, like, all these different players were, like, saying, like, yeah, Kobe, you know, he was in a class of his own, right? Like, you know, even though he didn't have, like, physically, you can look at him and wouldn't be intimidated. Physically, you can look at him and be like, man, you don't really have it like that, like, talent-wise. Like, Michael Jordan even, dude, Michael Jordan and Kobe are the same size, but Michael Jordan has huge hands, right? And nobody could palm a basketball like Mike. Like, if you look at some of Mike's highlights, you can just see him palming the ball and just doing what he wants with the ball. Like, one time he faked out a defender on a fast break and literally palmed the ball like he was going to shoot, and the defender was like, jumped a little. Then he palmed it like he was going to pass it, and the defender jumped again. And then Mike actually shot it. Like, like, he didn't know what Mike was going to do. And that's what Mike could do, like, with the ball. Like, that was just one example, right? Then he obviously up in the air, like, when he's dunking, you know, his tongue, Mike can do a lot with the ball. Like, and he did. Like, he just did things with the basketball that nobody else ever done. Same thing with Julius Erving. That's where Michael Jordan got his basketball game from. But, yeah, like, all the different players, like, in the league and trainers and stuff, they knew this about Kobe. This is what people respect about Kobe Bryant. Like, he literally squeezed out everything he could muster out of himself. Like, he literally took everything out of his being that he could possibly be in order to be great. You see what I'm saying? Like, so he may not have had, like, all the giftings of Victor Wembanyama or all the, like, physical attributes of LeBron James or Michael Jordan, but he did things. He surpassed what was his capability, right? He literally didn't let that stop him or limit him. He literally did what it took to be as great as Kobe Bean Bryant could be. And so this is actually one of the many reasons why Kobe is my favorite player of all time, why I talk about him a lot, like, why I admire him a lot, like, why, like, God speaks to me through Kobe Bryant and, like, how I can apply this to my life, because Kobe does stuff like this, right? And I'm going to go ahead and play the video. You guys can't hear it on YouTube and LinkedIn and Facebook. And that's okay. I can hear it. Instagram can hear it. So we're just going to play it. You guys can just read the subtitles, right? Just read the subtitles of the video, right? So let me play this video. I want to get my thoughts and make sure I'm on the right path, all right? So. All right, so what this is what Gilbert Arenas said. He said what made Kobe special was he basically took a Ford car, like a hoopty, a van, right? Which was basically what he had, right? His body and stuff. I mean, not really, because Kobe's awesome, but you guys see what I'm saying. He took like a car that wasn't a NASCAR, or wasn't a Bugatti, or wasn't a convertible, or wasn't a race car, right? Like, wasn't a special car. He took it and made it into one, right? Like, he turned his body and like his whole career into something great like that, right? And that's the whole point, like with Kobe, man. Like Kobe, like he never like limited himself like that, right? He always saw bigger than what he really was, right? And that's the only way you can get to where God wants you. That's the only way you can be great. That's the only way you can get to the places like God has for you of greatness and being a legend, is if you have that type of mindset. You guys see what I'm saying? And so that's how Kobe is, all right? And I'm going to play this video too, right? But basically, you know, I'm not even going to play it. But basically, Kobe said, like, he worked harder than everybody else, right? He literally put in more work than everybody else. So in saying that, Kobe literally, he would get up at 12 a.m. and he'll work out to like 2 a.m., right? Then he'll, you know, he'll get up again at 3 a.m., work out to 5 a.m., then get up again at like 8 a.m. and work until like 11 a.m. Then he has the whole day ahead of him and can just spend time with family and stuff like that. But anyways, Kobe was saying like he did over a stretch of time, if you keep on doing that, right? Keep on working out like that in that kind of stretch of time. He's saying when NBA players work on their games or anybody else work on their games during the summer and then like during the seasons of the basketball teams and stuff like that, they only go to practice and that's it. He said, when I put in that type of work and that type of work and I have that type of work ethic and I put that much craft into my game, then it's going to carry over, right? It's going to spill over. And eventually the people who it's a competition at the end of the day, right? When it comes to the game of basketball or any career that you're in, it's a dog eat dog world. And Kobe was like, if I'm out working my competition, working on my craft, trying to hone it in countlessly on a daily basis, and they're just doing it, you know, during the summer, he's like, I'm going to be leaps and bounds ahead of everybody else over time, right? That's how obsessed you got to be with your craft. That's how much work you got to put into your craft. That's how much you got to love what you do, right? And so, yeah, like I said, you know, today's video, I titled it, you know, you are enough the way that you are, right? You are enough the way that you are. And some people don't believe that. Like, you know, like, I'm going to use Kobe as an example, man. Like, even LeBron James, even Shaq. I didn't talk about Shaq. Like, Shaq, man. Shaq was a freak too, man. Shaq was fast, way faster than a 7'1", 300-pound dude should be, 320. Like, Shaq was huge, right? And then he was strong, right? Like, so Shaq would use his elbows to elbow people out the way. Like, teams would quadruple team him. It'd be five people on Shaq. He'll just power them out the way and then dunk on them. All. Like, no teams could play against – there's no answer to playing against Shaq, right? Shaq is known as the most – Shaquille O'Neal. He's known as the most dominant big man of all time. So this is when I fell in love with basketball with Kobe and Shaq, by the way. I think you guys can tell. But, yeah, like, with all the great NBA players, not just Kobe, but mainly just Kobe, only certain people do this. Like, Kobe, Michael Jordan, and I would even say Steph Curry. Like, out of these three basketball players, like, these three people have literally just took what God gave them, their God-given ability, their talent, and they maximized it to, like, the highest of heights, the highest levels that they could possibly go. So they literally squeezed out everything they could muster from themselves in order to be great. So they didn't waste anything that God gave them. So any God-given ability that God gave them, they didn't waste it. Can you say the same? See, this is why I love sports. Sports is an analogy, right? Sports is just something in creation that God is speaking to us through so that we can do better, right? Because Kobe even said that. One of Kobe's famous quotes was, let me see, being an inspiration. So when they were unveiling Kobe's statue, Vanessa Bryant, Kobe Bryant's wife, said this quote before they unveiled it. Trying to find it real quick. And then also the quote is on Kobe's statue as well. So the new statue that they put up in sports in Staples Center. Yeah, so he said, I don't know if this is the whole quote, but it's okay. He said the most important thing is to try to is to try and inspire people so that they can be great in whatever they do. So this was the most important thing to Kobe Bryant. And this is literally what he did. Like, and this is what he did to me and so many people. And this is why Kobe's the GOAT to so many people. And to people who don't think that he's a GOAT, it's because they don't have this type of mindset. They don't see it like this, but they should. But Kobe, man, he worked harder than everybody else. He put in more effort into his craft and to the game of basketball than anybody else. It'd be different if it was something else, like church-related, heavenly. Like, but it's the game of basketball, right? Like, we're talking about basketball. Not church, not saving souls. The game of basketball. And he used the game of basketball to inspire others, right? To be great at whatever God called them to do. To be great in whatever professional careers that they are in, right? And so, you know, let's go ahead and get to it. You know, one of my favorite verses and chapters in the Bible is Psalms 148. So I have a playlist on Psalms 148 on my YouTube channel, Up with Pastor Crossos. You guys check that out, man. Any sermons, Bible studies, anything I've ever done on Psalms 148 is found on there, right? So I'm going to get to the verses, right? So Psalms 148 reads this. It says, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights, praise ye him, all his angels, praise ye him, all his hosts, praise ye him, sun and moon, praise him, all ye stars of light, praise ye him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. All right, so that's verse 5 of Psalms 148. All right, so verse 6. He hath also established them forever and ever, and he hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word, right? Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedar, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth. Both young men and maidens and old men and children. Verse 13, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. For his glory is above the earth and the heavens. He also exalted the horn of his people and the praise of his saints, even of the children of Israel, people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. So, yeah, so like what Psalms 148 is trying to convey is, you know, praise starts at the top down and everything in creation is praising God. So you may not think something is glorifying God or giving God glory, but everything creation does. Why? Because everything comes from him and everything that God made is good, right? So praise starts at the top down. The sun and moon give God glory. All of space gives that God glory. So everything, even before you come to space and the stars and the moon and all the stuff in that atmosphere, right? Even before then, you got the heavenly host and the host of hosts. And then all them, the cherubim that are with God, like, these things are glorifying God and praising God, and praise even starts with them. They even praise God. Even the people and even the angels in heaven praise the Lord, right? Even the things in heaven praise the Lord. Even the things in space praise the Lord. Even the things going to the earth praise the Lord. Even the things that we think that are bad are praising the Lord. So the storms, the winds, the hail and fire, vapors, like, these are bad things to some people. Fires can burn. Fires hurt. Fires have took away people's homes and killed people before. Hell has done the same thing. You know, it's destroyed property, caused people to spend a lot of money. God is in, and he's in the winds and the hail and the fire. Like, they all fulfill his word. Nothing happens on earth without God saying for it to happen. God permits it all, and it all gives glory and honor to God, right? At the end of the day, why? That's Romans 8:28. For we know in all things, let me pull it up. For we know in all things something. I have a brain fart. So Romans 8:28, and we know that those who love the Lord God, all things work together for good, that those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. All right. So yeah, so that's Psalms. That's Romans 8:28. But yeah, you guys do get it. So like, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. So God works for the good. So of those who love him. So no matter what bad things happen in your life, no matter what doors close in your life, no matter what people have rejected you in your life, no matter how bad you think this life's not panning out for you and everything, you know, nothing's going well for you in this life, like, it all gives glory and honor to God, because we know that all things work together for good to those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. It's all going to work out in the end. And God hasn't put a pen in it yet. He hasn't put a period in it yet. Like, you still have more life to live. Don't get stuck on this page of your life. Keep on going. Keep on living, right? So God still gets the glory and honor through those things, right? Even if they seem bad. Mountains, storms, hills, trees, cedar, beasts, cattle, flying things, eagles, birds. God gets glory through all of them. And he even gets glory through men, right? The kings of the earth and all princes, all judges, both young men, old men, children, orphans, women, it doesn't matter. Everybody's meant to praise the name of the Lord, right? So guys, the whole point is with Psalms 148 is you are called to, God has specifically called you to praise him. I talked about that in a sermon I did for board examiners. So in the AME church, you got to go through rigorous training, sometimes ridiculous training, to be a pastor. And it takes 6 years to be a freaking pastor. But anyways, in my sermon, in board examiners, long story short, every year we got to preach a sermon in front of all preachers, and they give critiques and criticisms on your sermon. Sometimes the criticisms is just so generic, and it doesn't apply to you at all. They just be talking. I wish it was always tailored to you specifically, and they really help with your criticism, but whatever. But anyways, one of the sermons that I preached was this one, you know, praise God in a way that he specifically called you to praise him, right? So God made you a certain way. And however you are, it is perfect for his will for your life. So honestly, I wish I was white, because I want all the privileges that come with being white. I wish I was the best looking white man ever to exist. Because, oh my gosh, what will I get from that? A lot of opportunities, a lot of stuff like that I want. But like, God made me like I am for a reason, right? Like, if I was too attractive, maybe you wouldn't listen to me. Maybe you'd be distracted too much and you wouldn't really listen to what I'm saying. Maybe I look the way that I look and I talk the way that I talk and I have the personality that I have so that I can reach the people that God wants me to reach. And what I'm saying is actually heard, right? So praise God in the way that he specifically called you and made you to praise him. So a pig trying to be an eagle is not going to pan out well for an eagle, right? A rock trying to be a tree is not going to pan out right for the rock. You'll never see anything in creation try to act the opposite of what it was intended by God to be. And that's what creation, you only see human beings do crap like that. And that's why so many human beings don't know their purpose. That's why so many human beings don't know where they need to be in life or what they should be doing or anything like that. And then they even fight God, right? So they hear all these truths in the Bible and they're like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to have nothing to do with that. So they make up their own mind, right? And that's what a proverb says. You know, what's the proverb? Because I got rid of the verse, but there's a way that seems right to man and in its ways and in destruction, right? That's Proverbs. And we all been talking about that on a lot of my YouTube channel. You know, a proverb is a general observation made about life, a general statement regarding how life works. So it's natural law. And God, man, like through just a proverb, God shows just how true life is, right? Just how it's the answers to the test. So this is why it's so important to know the Bible. But with the book of Proverbs, man, there's a way that seems right to man, but it's ways end in destruction, right? You're called to be how God made you to be. You're not called to be anything else. And when you try to be something that God didn't create you to be, or you try to be something outside of what God's will is for your life, you won't. There's a way that seems right to the man, but it's ways in the destruction, right? So you're in it to, you're heading in the wrong direction. You're heading to a way of destruction. You're not heading in the way that God has intended for you to head, right? Which is a life of peace, a life of order, a life of a tranquility, all those things, love, like, where you feel appreciated. I mean, it all comes together. Like when you're aligned with God's will, you're literally going to be with the right people at the right time, doing the right things. But when you're outside of God's will, doing things outside of what God wants you to do, you're going to be with the wrong people at the wrong time in the wrong places, doing the wrong thing. You see what I'm saying? So how is God going to be with you in the wrong places with the wrong people and the wrong thing? He can't, right? So like, you got to see what I'm saying? Like, you are enough the way that God made you to be. So who did God make you to be? See, this is why I like Kobe Bryant so much, because Kobe shows us just be who God made you to be. Be, and if you're going to be who God made you to be, you got to put everything you have into figuring out who that is, into saying no to people who want you to be something else. I got to do that even with my parents. Like, my parents want me to dress a certain type of way. My parents want me to act a certain type of way in a certain situation. How they would act in a certain situation, that's what they want Sean to do. But no, I'm not you guys. I don't have to be you guys. So I constantly have to fight even my family, right? I have to fight even my family to be who God wants me to be. To praise God in a way that he called me to praise God, right? So how did God call you to praise God? Kobe Bryant knew how. Michael Jordan knew how. Shoot, any of the great NBA players knew how to do it. That's why they're great. That's why we're talking about them. That's why they got statues, all those things, right? But let me talk about Kobe Bryant real quick. Man, Kobe, man, there's so much to talk about with him. But he knew how to praise God in the way that God has specifically called him, made him, and gave him to be. You see what I'm saying? Like, he literally didn't waste a single thing when it came specifically to the game of basketball. The game of basketball, guys. So the question is, we talking about life, not just basketball. We talking about life. We talking about saving souls for Christ. We talking about the church. We talking about, you know, getting ready and preparing ourselves to meet our maker, right? Judgment day, right? Are you prepared for it? Can you say when you see Jesus face to face, like, God, I gave it everything I had. Like, I left nothing on the table. Like, I remember there's a documentary out. I need to play it on my YouTube channel just in case they ever get rid of it. But it's a Kobe documentary. Like, when Kobe was about to retire, long story short, they had so many, like, documentaries, videos, like, tributes for Kobe way before he retired. But it was, like, when he announced he was going to retire, it was his last season, man. It was great, like. So one of the videos played, it just showed like a whole collage of like all his highlights. And you just see Kobe doing crazy dunks. Like, people throw an alley-oop and Kobe do a 360 catching it, dunking it. Like, Kobe was a freak athlete like when he was younger. I don't see why people don't think like he wasn't that athletic, because he was. It just like when he got older, he had to do something else with his athleticism. He just he had the footwork and everything, right? So yeah, so with that documentary, man, like Kobe said, like he gave the game of basketball everything he had, and he had nothing left to give it. So he could walk away, you know, confidently, because he knows, like, he had nothing left in the tank. Like, he said that his mind was right. He could still play because his mind was so sharp and sharper than ever. He said his heart was still in it. He could do it. It's just that his body couldn't. So he would be disrespecting the game if his body couldn't do what it needed to do in order to play the game, right? And we know that his body still had it. He could still play because he had 60 points his last game. 60 points. That's the highest amount of points anybody's ever had in the NBA game for their last game, right? And so, yeah, man, Kobe, he literally gave the game of basketball everything that he had. And that's what we need to do for the Lord. We need to give the Lord everything, every ounce we can possibly give him. There should be nothing left to give when it comes to the end of our lives, when it comes to every single day, when it comes to every single month, every single year. We should be able to say, man, God, I gave you everything I could have given you, right? Can we talk about God? We ain't talking about basketball. Can you say you've given God that much? Man, you see why I like sports so much? Man, these people are so great for their sports, but are you great for God, right? Are you great for, are you giving that type of service you give to your career, you know, basketball, football, whatever your career is, being a software developer, I don't care what you do, being a trucker, I don't know what you do, but whatever you do for your career-wise, you know, being a security guard, are you giving glory and honor to God because you're giving everything that you have, right? And this is the verse I wanted to leave you guys with, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. It says, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. That's from the King James Version. Let's read the New International Version. So 1 Corinthians 10:31 reads, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. So no matter what you do in this life, no matter what choices you make in this life, no matter what you put in time towards or what effort, what gets your attention or whatever, whatever things you do in life, you need to give glory and honor to God, not to yourselves, not to the game of basketball, not to your peers and your parents. No, we're called to give glory and honor to God, right? So you are enough the way that God made you. You don't need to be anything else. God has given you everything that you need to be great. God has given you everything you need to get out of your situation that you're currently in. God has given you everything that you need in order to do what he called you to do. God has given you everything that you need. In order to receive your breakthrough and miracle, God is giving you everything you need, right? So you are enough the way that you are. This is what Kobe has taught us. This is why I love Kobe Bryant so much, man. Like, I wish they ask the question all the time, like, if you could meet anybody, who would you want to meet? I would want to meet Kobe. I would have cried. If I had the opportunity to meet Kobe, I wouldn't even say anything. I would just cry and hug him and say, thank you. Thank you. That's it. There's nothing else to say. I'll just say thank you. Thank you so much for everything. And then if he asks what, I have a lot to thank him for. But you see what I'm saying? That's what Kobe Bryant. Jesus should be even, I should be able to say even more things with Jesus. Like, should I want to meet Jesus? Would I want to meet Jesus? Of course. Right? Like, Jesus can answer way more questions. Help me out even more because it's God, right? Like, than Kobe could. You see what I'm saying? But, like, you get what I'm saying. Like, we have to, you are enough, right? I just want to tell you, I want to leave you guys with that because some of you guys feel worthless. Some of you guys feel like you can't amount to a hill of beans. Some of you guys don't see your worth. You don't see your value, right? You are valuable in God, in Christ. You have never been more valuable than you are in Christ, in God. So we all got to be who God created us to be. Make the sound that God has created you to make. One band, one sound, one note. All of us are making the tune that God wants us to sing and God wants us to make. So what tune is that for you? You better play your part in your musical course, in the musical course of God, right? You better play your role on the team of God, just like the game of basketball. You can't just hoop how you want to hoop. You need to hoop how God called you specifically to hoop. Kobe is Kobe Bean Bryant. And Kobe knew, you know, I can't be like Eddie Jones. I can't be like Allen Iverson. I can't be like Muggsy Bogues. I can't be like, you know, Patrick Ewing. Like, I don't have their body type. I'm not them. So I'm going to just do me and be who God called me to be. This is what we got to do. We got to be so great in our role that we become great. And this is what Kobe did. Like, this is what all the people were saying. So that was Gilbert Arenas. On the second video I played for you guys right here. Yeah, so Gilbert Arenas right here. He used to play in the NBA. He played for the Washington Wizards, right? He's the point guard, shooting guard too. He actually scored 60 one game against the Lakers, and Kobe happened to be playing in it. This is actually when Kobe was tearing up the league with 60 points, 40 points, 81 points. Like, yeah, so anyway, Gilbert Arenas was saying, like, you know, one reason why players elevate Kobe so high up and appreciate him so much is because, like, he didn't have the accolades and he didn't have the attributes of all the rest of the great players, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain, Shaquille O'Neal, like, all the rest of the greats they have. Like, their physical prowess, like, their physical ability is way greater than everybody else. But Kobe's was not like that, right? However, like, all the players respect Kobe because he took what he had, mastered it, and took it to a different level, which made him great. And this is all we got to do, guys. So whatever you decide to do in this life, be great at it. And the way you can be great is just be who God calls you to be. Like, I say it all the time, and I should just do it. I'm going to do a separate video on Dennis Rodman, but he's a great example. Like, Dennis Rodman, this is why I like sports as an analogy again. Like, Dennis Rodman, man, he played with Michael Jordan. Let me just pull him up so you guys have a face, because some people young and they don't know who Dennis Rodman is, or maybe some people older and they just don't pay attention to basketball. I don't know how you would know who Dennis Rodman is, but yeah, this is a good photo. All right, so this is Dennis Rodman. He played with Michael Jordan, right? And so the thing with Dennis Rodman, all you need to know is just know your role, right? So Dennis Rodman, he couldn't shoot threes like Steph Curry. He couldn't shoot at all, actually. He never shot like that, right? He also couldn't dunk like Michael Jordan, or just wasn't like athletic like that. I mean, he was athletic though, just in a different way, right? And so with Dennis Rodman, what he did was he just could get rebounds more than anybody else. Like if I showed you like a 6-game stretch of him getting rebounds, it's a stat sheet. I'll do another video on it, but like he had like 30 rebounds one game, 28 rebounds one another game, 22 rebounds another game. Like who gets 22, 30? I don't see that today's game. Nobody ever gets 33 rebounds, not even 20. But like Dennis Rodman did. Like Dennis Rodman is considered the greatest rebounder in NBA history. And that says a lot because we talking about against Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain was getting 50 rebounds, like 40. Like Wilt Chamberlain was on a whole nother level. But anyways, yeah, like with Dennis Rodman, man, he knew his role. He knew his position. He didn't try to be anything but what he was, which was the best defender ever in NBA history. That's what he's known as, and the best rebounder. And then he would just give Michael Jordan the ball. He would make sure Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, he would give them breaks. You don't need to D them up. You don't need to guard them. I got them. Like, I'll stop them for you. Like, that was Dennis Rodman. He was the one grinding. He was the one putting in the work that nobody else wanted to put in, right? So Dennis Rodman had a role, and he knew what his role was, and he fulfilled his role in the body, right? Like, this is so crazy. So we're talking about the body of Christ, right? We're talking about doing things that God called us to do, right? We're talking about being who God created us to be. So everybody has a part in the body. The human body has 7,500 different parts in it. We're the body of Christ. Christ is the head. Everybody else is the body of Christ, right? So what's inside of you? Intestines? I mean, I don't even know all the body parts. You know, you got veins, you got blood vessels. There's so many parts in your body. And that's the body of Christ. Like everybody, not everybody has the same role. Not everybody has the same position. Not everybody does the same things in the body of Christ. And that's okay. Everybody's different, right? We all have a part to play. So even my right thumb and my left thumb, I have two thumbs, right? They're identical, but they're different. I'm right-handed. I'm right dominated. You see what I'm saying? So like my left hand, my left thumb don't do the same things as my right hand does. And it doesn't have to, but my left hand does do things that my right hand does not do, and my right thumb does not do. You see what I'm saying? That's just as an example. Two ears, two nostrils, two front teeth. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like two eyes, right? Two eyebrows. There's a lot of twos right here. You see what I'm saying? Two nibbles. Like, like there's two twos. Like, even though they're the same, they're different, right? Everybody knows, like, I feel like every human body has some deformed or just off with it. Like, for example, my left calf muscle is way bigger than my right calf muscle, like, by a landslide. And that's my jumping, the leg that I could dunk with since I was 13, and I could do the high jump with and jump over 7 foot. So, like, this is my jumping leg, my athletic leg. I can't jump on my right foot, my right leg. I always called that my white leg because I couldn't jump off of it. But you guys get what I'm saying. So, like, everybody's different in the body of Christ. And you just have to be, you are enough with the way that God made you. And you just have to be who God called you to be in order to be great. And this is why Dennis Rodman was great. This is why Kobe Bryant was great. Like, they all knew what their role was. And that's another thing, too, like, you don't have to be flashy like Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and score all the points in the world to be recognized as great. You just have to be who God created you to be. Dennis Rodman did not score points like that. Dennis Rodman did not put up no 50 points, 80 points, but he's in the top 75 players of all time. Even Scottie Pippen. I don't know if Scottie ever scored no, I know, I'm pretty sure he scored 40, but he ain't scored no 50, 60, 80, no 100. You see what I'm saying? Like, he ain't put up numbers like that. But Scottie Pippen was just as good as Michael Jordan. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, Michael Jordan's on a whole nother level, but you guys get what I'm saying. Like, he was great. He's in the top 75, too. The whole point is they're not Michael Jordan. They're Scottie Pippen. They're Dennis Rodman. They're great alone. Even if they didn't play on Michael Jordan's team, they still would have been in the top 75. And so, yeah, so everybody be doing comparison. Like, you know, are you him? Are you him? Like, even with preachers, like, that's what I wanted to say. Let me go to my notes. I should have been done said this. Like, you don't have to be the smartest. You don't have to be the biggest. You don't have to be the wisest. You don't have to be the most talented. You don't have to talk the most. Like, you don't have to be the most seen. You don't have to have the most followers. Like, everybody think you have to be a certain type of way to be great, to do something. You don't. That's the video. You are enough the way that God made you, right? So you don't have to be, you know, have all the talent in the world to do something great in life. All you have to do is put in the work, put in the effort, put in the energy towards your craft, towards whatever you love and you're most passionate about, and just outwork everybody else. And then you can get to levels that nobody else has got to because you do things that nobody else ever did, right? That's Kobe Bryant. This is why we're doing the video. That's what I love about Kobe. You can have the talent. You can have all the ability in the world. You can have all the gifting in the world. But if you don't put in the work, you can't get anywhere. You get to the places you want to go. You get to the promised lands in life when you do the work, when you put in effort towards your craft. And when you do it to a level that nobody else doesn't, right? And it's all you do. This is what made Kobe great. You see, this is why I got here, right? So, yeah. So, like, preaching-wise, like, yeah, I want to be great. I'm not going to lie. I want to be the greatest, second to Jesus. I'm not going to lie. Now, will I be? I don't know. But I know I'm going to put in the work. Because, again, I don't have to have the most followers. I don't need to have a big church. I don't have to have everybody watch my videos, share my videos, like my videos. I don't need all that, right? I'm enough the way God made me. I'm going to just talk to whoever comes, whoever soever will, right? Like, come who will, right? So you watching this video, thank you. You commenting, thank you. Like, but yeah, like, in order to be great for Christ, I don't need to know the most scripture verses. You don't either. You don't have to have all the knowledge in the world about the Bible for God to use you. You don't need to know every single thing that there is to know about the Bible. Because, fun fact, you're not going to know everything. Even for all eternity, you're not going to know everything. There's still going to be much more to learn, right? So, like, I don't have to be who you want me to be. I don't have to be who they want me to be. I don't have to be who I even think I should be. I just need to be who God made me to be, right? Because that is enough. Same thing for Kobe. Kobe knew that. He just had to be Kobe. Just be you. Be you. Be yourself. Then you can get to the places that God wants you to be. So, like, preaching-wise, like, I look at, you know, pastors like Stephen Furtick. I'll even say Joel Osteen, just because he's the most known pastor, hands down, right now. Like, Jonathan Edwards, you know, one of the great pastors of old, you know. Tony Evans, right? Martin Luther King, even. What? Heck, let's even throw Gandhi there. Like, you know, I want to be great like them, but my greatness looked different than theirs, right? I just have to be who God called me to be. I'm not Stephen Furtick. I'm not Jonathan Edwards. I'm not Joel Osteen. And I don't have to be them. I don't. And I can't. And they can't be me. And this is how you become great. You own who God called you to be. You own who you are. This is what makes an eagle great. An eagle, see, this is powerful. God speaks through creation, right? An eagle does not fly with other birds. You'll never see an eagle with other eagles unless they're like making love or something. But that's rare. But anyway, it's like with eagles, like, they're long rangers. They fly by themselves. You see other birds just flocking with other birds. It's for a reason. An eagle don't need company. An eagle's good by itself. It don't need other birds protecting it. It don't need other help. An eagle's good by itself. It can get its food by itself. It can see things by itself. It is good by itself. That's an eagle. An eagle's good at being an eagle. It don't have to be any other bird. I forgot what I was going to say with that, but, like, yeah, just own who you are. Like, an eagle doesn't try to be, you don't see an eagle hanging out with other birds. No, I want to be with you guys. No, an eagle's unique. And it's going to be an eagle. And same thing with other birds. You won't see other birds hanging out with an eagle. Maybe they're scared they'll get eaten or they're intimidating. I don't know. Or eagles just fly in climates that other birds can't fly in, which is true. Like, when there's a storm, eagles basically fly above storms. So when it's thundering and it's really bad storming in the skies, an eagle can soar above the storm in the midst of the storm. Other birds have to, you know, hide in shelter. So obviously eagles fly when other birds don't fly and can fly, right? So, yeah, you guys get it, man. But all you got to do in life is be the best you that you can be. All you got to do in life is be who God called you to be. You are enough the way that God made you. You know what? I'm going to put a pin on that. That's the video, guys. Like, and this is why I admire Kobe Bryant so much and why so many other people do. And this is what Gilbert Arenas was trying to say in the second video. And I'm sorry, again, the video, you couldn't hear the sound. But I hope the subtitles helped and the caption helped with the video. But, yeah, like he was saying, you know, all the players in the NBA respect Kobe, admire Kobe, because he took basically a minivan and turned it into one of the greatest cars ever. You know, a Porsche, Bugatti, you name it. One of them Tesla, those Tesla sports-looking cars. Like, that's what I want. The 250,000 sports cars. You guys get what I'm saying? That's super fast. Like, Kobe took that and did that with his body and his work ethic and just his craft and the whole game of basketball. You guys get what I'm saying? And he turned it into something great. And so Kobe is an example for all of us, like, what we should do, not with the game of basketball, but with life. Like, be great. Be great in the way that God called you to be great. Like, I can name so many names in the game of basketball, and I think you guys know them. And that proves how great they are, especially if you don't even watch basketball. You know these names, right? And these names, they didn't try to be something they weren't. They just owned who they were. Like Karl Malone, Charles Barkley, they could pattern their games out of other people, but like at the end of the day, they had to be who they were in order to be great. And some of these players who aren't great are because they're trying to be something they're not. They're being told to be something they're not. They're being told that they're the next Michael Jordan. They're not. Just be you. Then you could probably get to Michael Jordan. That's what's funny about Kobe. Like, Kobe patterned his game out of Mike. And out of anybody ever to play, like, nobody's been more similar to Mike than Kobe. You can play the footage back and see them do the certain moves against the same, do the certain same movements, the same shooting, the same everything. In the same situations, because they played that long. And there's so many scenarios, you just see them shoot the same in the same situation, just at a different time period, right? Like, Kobe literally mimicked Mike and imitated him, right? But he did it in his own way. But he was the same. It was crazy. But he was Kobe Bean Bryant. Like, people don't get it twisted. You got Kobe and you got Michael Jordan. So two different people. But they play the same. They act the same. They are kind of the same. That goes back to what I was saying at the beginning of the video. You got 2 ears. Are they the same exact size? Can you hear the same out of both of them? I have 2 eyes. My left eye is basically, I think it's at a 24 you get scored with your eye test, or 2020, I guess. All right, my eye, my left eye, got to be like a 2 out of 20 for sure. My right eye, it may be a 12 out of 20 or something like that. But like, you see what I'm saying? Like, my left eye is not the same as my right eye. They're completely different, but they're both my eyes. And they both look the same to you. They're just different though, inside, internal, right? To me, what I see. But you guys don't know that. Same thing for Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. Or like just anybody. Like, everybody probably has a twin in life or something like that. But like I said, you don't have to be them. You are enough the way that God made you. And you are enough the way that you are right now. So stop lying to yourself saying, I got to be like this. I need to do this. I need to be who they say I need to. No, you don't. Praise God in the way that God called you to praise him. Just like Psalm 148 said, man, like literally the stars, the moons, the hell, everything else, the mountain. The mountain don't try to be the sea, and the sea don't try to be the mountain. The hills don't try to be a valley, and the valley don't try to be a hill. Everything in creation is literally orchestrating and working the way that God has made it to work. And the only people who have a problem with that are people, human beings. And we need to get on the same train as creation and praising God the way that God has specifically called us to praise him. The only way you're going to figure that out, because I know somebody that's asking, you know, how do I figure out how the God called me to praise him? You got to spend time with him. Kobe had to play the game of basketball and had to play it often and had to play at a high level to discover who he really was as a basketball player. And even if you play a long time for a lot of teams and stuff like that, a lot of people don't ever figure that out. Most people don't, actually. I would argue that. There's a reason why it's the top 75 basketball players of all time. Like, not everybody's great. And then being great is subjective. And then who's the greatest? That's subjective again, not objective. So, yeah, guys, it's just so much, man. But yeah, just praise God in the way God calls you to praise him. All right, so that's the video. Let me go ahead and end it, man. Hopefully the audio is pretty good on this video. But yeah, guys, here go my social media platforms. Got the best social media platforms ever. So Instagram, sorry I haven't been posting like that. I've given up on Instagram. Instagram police keep on shadow banning me and banning like from people from seeing my posts when I post them. So I just gave up on it. But I'll go live when I go live by myself on Instagram. Eventually, I'll have it set up to where I can go live whenever I actually go live on YouTube. So make sure to go to my YouTube channel, my podcast, Uplift Past Crossroads. So Uplift Past Crossroads, right? And then you can see all my videos if you really enjoyed this. And share my videos. Like, comment, and share. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, my podcast, man. And turn on the post notifications so you're notified when I upload another video. So that means click the bell. You click the bell on all my social media platforms when I make a post, make a video, so you know it can stay in tune, right? So my Facebook, LinkedIn, Sean Christopher Jenkins, my X, Snap, Instagram, TikTok, Threads. That's my main one, Trouble Don't Last. My other Instagram page, my underscore, Dan underscore Bible. My Tumblr page, Trouble Don't Last, number one. And guys, again, on my YouTube channel, I have a whole lot of playlists. I don't know why YouTube got rid of all the playlists I have like that. But that looks so weird. But it looks way more than that. So, again, if you enjoyed it, one of the playlists I got is, you know, God Speaks to Creation. So if you enjoyed me talking about basketball and how and showed how God's talking through the game of basketball, and even what Kobe Bryant's like, you know, check out this playlist, God Speaks to Creation, for more on that. And then also, another playlist I got is the Mamba Mentality. So I got a playlist on Kobe Bryant. I've been doing way too many videos on him, talking about him way too much. So I just went ahead and made a playlist on that. So check out that. Another playlist I got, like, sports analogies, you know, basketball analogies, football analogies, baseball. So anything sports-wise, sports messages, sermons and stuff I do, check out this playlist for that. And then also, I didn't talk about 1 Corinthians, but I'll talk about it for another video for this one. So I'm put on pin on that one, but. Yeah, this is, again, my sermonette I did. So it's a mini sermon. That's what a sermonette is. And I did it on Psalms 148. So check out this. It actually ties in with this video like crazy. And it's way shorter. It's 11 minutes. So I'll make sure to put that in the description of the video as well. And then also, yeah, that's pretty much it. So you guys know. I'm just looking at all my playlists to see what I want to talk about. But all right, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this video. You guys have a great rest of your weekend. I'm trying to find a apartment or a townhome or something like that with my fiance, trying to get married as soon as possible. So you guys pray for me with that. Got a lot of stuff going on, so I ain't been going live as much as I really want to, and as much as I normally do. So I try to go live 2 times a week, but, you know, life's just getting crazy. And board exams are about to start, but there's no way I'm doing board exams. I got too much on my plate, man. I'm in seminary. I work third shift, a security job. I haven't told you guys that really, I don't think. And then also, I'm looking for another QA job just so I can, maybe I'll be able to do board exams with a QA job. I'm working from home, but yeah, guys, life's just stressful, man. That's life, man. Pray for me, I'll pray for you, man. All right. I'll talk to you guys later. You guys have a good one. Thanks for tuning in. All right, peace.